Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to Daily Pop. It's a big day in Hollywood. The A-list dominated this morning's Golden Globe nominations. We're digging into that, plus the biggest snubs and surprises that came out from the nominations. Then Beyonce is getting super personal in a new interview. Who is the real Beyonce? Also, Kim and Khloe think Kourtney should be fired from their show because she doesn't open up about her personal life. Do you agree with that? And if you have trouble with making your presents pop this holiday season, gift wrapping expert Alton Dulaney is here to show us some tips and tricks for nailing that perfect presentation. That's later, but first, let's start with the Globes, where it was all about the A-list stars this morning. You've got Jennifer Lopez, Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Charlize Theron, Scarlett Johansson, Nicole Kidman, Brad Pitt also got a nomination. I mean, does this not make you cannot wait for the Golden Globes? I can't wait.
It's going to be everything.
Ricky Gervais as well is hosting it here. Of course, it's very funny, very tongue-in-cheek. But yeah, having all of these A-list stars, I always feel like the Golden Globes gets it right in the sense that they give the audience alcohol. They give them food.
That helps.
They have like cheeky like jokes. They also like, they are more kind of popularist. And I mean by that, the Oscars are a little bit more careful about who gets nominated, but the Golden Globes just brings in the films that have done really well and that we want to see,
yeah,
and TV shows. So I'm excited.
Because the Oscars are about the people you don't know and about the movies who made $2.75 at the box office.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They want to be super huge in Europe.
Yes, they want to be so prestigious. But I think for the Golden Globes, you're right. It's about popularity. It's about people wanting to see their favorite stars and some of the films and movies and TV that they've seen. I think a lot of people don't watch the Oscars because they don't know who's nominated.
I mean, this is, I don't know, I don't remember the last time we've had this many A-list stars be nominated, though. This is like a legendary year.
Yeah, you know why, though?
Because there's more on television.
There's more on television. People are now branching out. They're going onto your small screens, not just fighting for the five, you know, nominations from the big screen.
Yeah, very exciting. What was your biggest surprise, Justin?
I think my biggest surprise was Euphoria not being nominated.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Zendaya, who's been on everyone's tongues for the last 2 years. You have this unbelievable show that's tackling all these things that are going on in society right now. I mean, this show was the most tweeted about show every Sunday after Game of Thrones.
That's true. That was a big shocker.
It's a huge shocker.
Yeah. Mel, what stood out for you?
I mean, I spent last night, I had to put lots of eye cream on this morning because I watched Marriage Story last night, which if anyone out there hasn't seen it, you have to watch it. It's very depressing. It's about a divorce. But gosh, the acting in it is so amazing. Adam Driver and Scarlett here, just so, so good. So that, I'm so glad that that got recognized this morning. And of course, The Crown getting recognized as well. And Morning Show, which I love that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one that made me excited was Charlize Theron being nominated for Bombshell, because Bombshell, we haven't even got to see it yet.
Oh, but the trailer itself. I would nominate her just for the trailer.
All we've seen is them in an elevator, but now we know that Charlize got nominated. I think Margot also got nominated, and it just makes you think, like, Oh, okay, this thing must be legendary. I have to see this movie. It makes me want to see it 10 times more. What one made you happy? You said that Euphoria made you upset, but was there any nominations that you were like super excited about?
Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
You know, I see how much work went into this film, not only as an actress, but as a producer and wanting to make this film. And when you have the star power that Jennifer Lopez has to put a movie like this together and get Cardi B and get Lizzo and get all these people behind it, I mean, that's not an easy feat. So as a producer, she really did her job. But as an actress, you could really see her range. I have not seen her in a role this powerful since Enough.
You're right. She's been dressing for these awards.
She's been dressing for these awards.
She was ready for it.
She was ready for it.
Yeah,
the Golden Globe.
So much fashion on this red carpet.
It's going to be good.
And there's going to be so much going on inside. I'm going back to my 2005 self, and having Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston in the same room together is just going to be interesting just by itself. Like, just everything about this Golden Globes is going to be really exciting.
It's going to be
good. We will, of course, guys, have it all on E.
Yeah. Always. Okay,
on the
Golden Globes airs Sunday, January 5th on NBC. Later in the show, we're going to have film expert Nikki Novak here to break down some more of the surprises and snubs that you might have missed. Also going head-to-head for the Golden Globe nomination is Beyoncé versus Taylor Swift. Oh. They are both up for Best Original Song and a Motion Picture. Now, Taylor's is for Beautiful Ghost, that's from the film Cats, and Beyoncé's song Spirit from The Lion King. So I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I listened to both songs this morning just to refresh my memory and really think. And I know you guys think I'm gonna pick Taylor Swift, but I'm not this time. I think Beyoncé should win this.
I think Beyoncé should as well.
Beyoncé's gonna have to do some work to win this.
Why?
Situation. You know, it's funny, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to break this down for you, and I'm not being shady. I'm just being honest.
Oh, gosh. Oh, please. We always get so scared when you're talking about
Beyoncé.
You
being honest is you being shady.
No, no.
Why do you think that's a
separation?
The
reason why I'm saying that is because if I said Beyoncé went left, the whole hive will say, no, she went right.
If you said Beyoncé's haircut was a little bit off, you
everyone's
would get
coming.
In trouble. Yes.
But the thing is, Beyoncé, the entity, has worked for her in the past when it came to the music industry. So being untouchable, being ungettable has always worked for her. I think right now what Beyoncé has to do to win this Golden Globe and to also win the Oscar is she's got to come down from heaven and be on earth and kind of humble herself a little bit. Not in the sense that she's not humble, but she's got to be relatable, because what happens is people want someone who's going to get on that stage and not sound like, oh my God, I want to thank you for this award, another award. What they want is they want the sacrifice. They want somebody who's going to show up and shake hands. And I think what she's been doing, putting herself out there, has been working. She's just got to do it a little bit more.
I don't know. I feel like she's past that. I feel like she's the exception to the rule.
You saw the Emmys. She had 5 Emmy nominations and did not win one. I think people want something different from her. And you're right. She's been the exception for a very long time. That time is up.
Oh, you really think? Well, she did take a little baby step into being more relatable in this Elle Magazine interview. So she kind of sounds just like us a little bit, you guys. She drops off her daughter at school. She takes the twins to their activities. She likes to send long text messages, and she even stresses out about balancing work and home life. Sounds very relatable there. Beyoncé tells Elle out next Tuesday that she knows people see her at Target and try to sneak pictures of her, and she does go on morning walks without security sometimes.
On her property.
So, honestly, Beyoncé sounds kind of normal despite her celebrity status, but is she really?
No, she doesn't. It's so interesting because Beyoncé never gives interviews, ever. And this is actually an interview that's done from the fans who have written in and said, like, how do you balance this? And how, like, what's important to you when it comes to business? These, by the way, these pictures are beautiful. The covers look wonderful as well. But these are so funny to me that they're, like, taking her to a laundromat and they're taking her to a supermarket and they're taking her to, like, normal places. As you said, like, bringing her down from heaven and being, like, here is, like, where you would buy some, like, lemonade.
What's the last thing you've got to
think? You know, like all of this. But I still love this interview just to hear her speak and to hear her thoughts on stuff. But I don't think she's more relatable.
I think she's a real woman. I think her image has been so carefully crafted that we don't get to see this side of her. But again, she is really trying to relate to the Oscar voting committee. And she has until January 7th to let them know that she does have to sacrifice. She does bring her kids to school. She does go to Target every now and then. She's not shaving her head for a role or living in a homeless shelter for 2 weeks to, like, get that Oscar. But she knows that she has to do these things.
You know, I don't know. There was a little part to me that I was a little surprised to hear. There was one where she was talking about how she drops the kids off and then takes the twins to their activities. Then she tries to get home to have dinner with her husband and with the family.
Hey, but none of that surprises me. Like, I love Beyoncé, and I do think, like, she's an amazing mom, and she's, you know, making date nights with Jay-Z, because I see that stuff on her Instagram. So none of that actually surprises me.
I'm surprised she said it.
I don't see her ever talking about date nights on her Instagram. I always feel like her Instagram's just, like, posed photos and, like, cool outfits and not exactly very telling of what's in her life. Like, they seem like magazine pictures.
But that's the interesting thing about this, right, is that's why this isn't a normal interview. If you sat down with Beyoncé, if you could have half an hour with Beyoncé, the things that you would ask her. I love this interview because she's so brilliant as far as being a businesswoman, but I want to know how difficult it was to forgive Jay-Z after what happened. I want to know, like, all of
but
that.
She but tells
there's
you
none
that.
Of those that not
she
really.
She tells you that in Lemonade, and she gives it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she
on,
gives it to you in her art.
In her art, in her music. But, that's how she expresses herself.
But I mean, like, she hasn't actually sat down for an interview and been like, crying, you know, to the interviewer. And,
yeah.
You
know, well, I don't know that she will.
I don't think she ever will either. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just who Beyoncé is. I don't know if she needs to, like, necessarily come down from heaven. I'm so sorry to keep, like, using your word, like, to get
no,
that
say
Oscar.
No, it's great words. It's
just,
great words.
Just to, it's a great phrase. But to get Melanie, that Oscar, I don't think she necessarily has to do that.
I don't think she'll ever sit with a reporter and cry on camera because
no,
don't forget,
do
she was burned by the media when she was pregnant with Blue Ivy when all y'all, because I wasn't working in media at the time, was like, that baby bump folded. She is not pregnant. Once that happens to you, once you feel like your personal space and your womanhood comes into question in that type of way, I would never sit down and give an interview again.
I get it, but at the same time, you know, she's been in the game a long time before that pregnancy even happened. And so, and I don't remember actually
years.
Saying that in E, you know, just so you know. But at the same time, you know, she's seen it all. She even talks about, she's like, you know, talking about negative comments about herself that she reads. She's like, yeah, I'm human. I have moments of vulnerability, but I try to remind myself I'm strong. I'm built for this. And thank God most of the noise bounces off me after all these years. I do think she is pretty good at not letting haters get to her.
She's very, I will say, actually, the quotes that did surprise me in the interview were talking about miscarriages and just taking control of her own body and learning to be a mother to herself and self-love before she could become a mother. They were very emotional and very, it's a very inspiring interview.
Mm. This reminds me of, like, remember 2 years ago when Nicole Kidman was campaigning for Lion when she wanted the Oscar for that. And all of a sudden you started getting little tidbits about Tom Cruise and about how her kids don't talk to her and about how, like, you know, I love you guys even though you don't want to talk to me. This is what happens in an Oscar campaign. Celebrities hire people to run their award show campaigns. It's a whole different industry. And what happens is that person says, you need to be more real. You need to be more relatable. So pretend like you go to Target every Thursday morning to get your own coffee.
Like, the pictures from Target
what,
were like in
but
January.
I'm saying that's what happens. And the same thing happened with Nicole Kidman, who I love. But once you start to see people put themselves a little bit more out there, it's because A, they're ready, and B, they have to.
But I just have to say, I don't know if Beyoncé needs an Oscar to be validated.
She wants the Oscar, which is why she, yes, she wants an Oscar.
Everybody
ever since
wants
Jennifer
the Oscar.
Hudson swept her ass for that Oscar in Dreamgirls.
All right, guys, coming up, Cardi B on why she got back with Offset after he cheated. Does it make sense? We'll discuss after the break. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Even stars have celebrity crushes, and Normani's got her eye on a good one. Michael B. Jordan. During an interview, Normani says he's very nice to look at and seems like a nice guy. Do we ship them? How can we make this happen?
By the way, this guy could start a sporting goods store with all the balls that everyone shot in his court, honey, because everyone is shooting their shot with Michael B. Jordan.
I think I've picked him as a choice for Sexiest Man of the Year like the last 3 years whenever we're trying to predict. I mean, he's just been the hot bachelor in Hollywood for the last 3 years, and, like, someone needs to boo him up.
You know, it's hard,
though. Is he definitely single? Because that was a girl he was linked to earlier this year, and so I'm not sure he is.
He's quiet. He's quiet about it. Yeah. If he's got somebody, he's keeping it on the lowdown. And we don't know, so we're still trying to hook you up, Michael B. Jordan. If you want us to stop, you're going to have to confirm something. Because right now we're taking every single celebrity and being like, that is so cute. Michael B. Jordan or Normani, but that would be cute.
I don't know. I don't know if dating an actor would be like, yeah, my like greatest thing. I think dating an actor is kind of hard because their egos are so fragile. And it's almost like dating in an episode of The Da Vinci Code. Like, you just never know where that episode's going to be. You never know what's going to set off that mindset.
Singers can have those same problems.
I mean, they're in the same industry, kind of, right? The fame industry.
But that's the problem. When you're a big star and he's a big star, it kind of becomes this competitive thing. And I don't know. And a lot of famous actors, I'm telling you, they date normies because they can't deal with a more powerful woman. Not everybody is okay with being married to Rose Byrne or with Jennifer, you know, Aniston. It gets a little tough.
But they would be so cute.
They would be bomb.
Together.
They would be bomb. I just don't think it would work.
I'm rooting for them. I don't care what you say. I like it.
I like it. Did you not watch that Whitney Houston documentary that I watched? Where Bobby Brown was getting jealous of her success?
Those are different circumstances.
But darling, we're not talking about marriages. We're talking about hookups.
Yeah.
Let them hook up.
Let them have fun.
No, not Bobby, not Normani. She's an angel.
She is an angel. And Michael is also an angel. So they could be angels together.
I bet you Michael B. Jordan is getting some serious stuff. Like, he's doing it. Michael B. Jordan is quiet because he's busy.
I know. Tell us, Michael, what's going on? Okay. Cardi B believes in forgiveness and is explaining exactly why she got back with Offset after he cheated. Cardi says in Vogue, I decided to stay with him and work together with him. A lot of people were so mad at me. A lot of women felt disappointed in me. But it's real life-ish. If you love somebody and you stop being with them and you're depressed and social media is telling you not to talk to that person because he cheated, you're not really happy on the inside until you have the conversation. She says they prayed about everything. They met with priests and came to a very clear understanding. It's all in The Issue out next Tuesday. And Cardi says that when you get back with someone after a cheating scandal, people feel like you let them down. This is also another big interview. I mean, I think Cardi really opens up a lot about everything, motherhood, this relationship, her career, all of it. Do you have a better understanding now on why she would get back together with him?
I really respect her decision, you know. I think it's very easy for us on the outside of any relationship to see things in a black and white way of, oh, he cheated and that's it, and she should leave him. But actually, like, I respect the fact that marriage to her meant, and she says it, till death do us part, and that she thinks that, you know, relationship problems aren't just that somebody left the freezer door open or whatever it might be, that it can be this kind of stuff. I respect that she is doing her best to make it work.
She also talked about how it's annoying to her about how everybody perceives to have these perfect, or even like gives off the impression of having perfect relationships on social media, which is 100% true whether you're a celebrity or not. Nobody like is very open about how their husband sucks every once in a while or their wife sucks every once in a while. It's all, you know, you share the happy times, you share the good times. And like as a celebrity and her business was very public, she didn't get that opportunity. I mean, this is out there and everybody knew about it and everybody chimed in, and that's got to be like a whole extra pressure. So I commend her for being able to quiet the noise and really focus on what she needed. And I 100% agree with her on that. You need to have that conversation. I mean, there are some people out there that can say, you cheated. I know it. You're out. I don't need to talk to you. I don't need an explanation. I don't want to hear why or any of that. But a lot of us, need to hear why. I mean, you're my husband. I need to know why. Like, where did this come from? How did this start? You know, like, I would need to know answers to questions before I could even move on, whether with or without him.
It's funny because I feel like a lot of people that judge people for going back to cheating spouses have kind of dealt with infidelity themselves, but they've dealt with it privately and quietly. I think a lot of couples out there deal with it. I think it was the public humiliation that got people all riled up. And unfortunately, when you are a celebrity, that happens. But you're right, I do commend her, because going against popular opinion, going against the 2 million people in your Twitter feed and in your Instagram comments is the hard part. And we have to respect people's decisions to go back to those people. I have dealt with infidelity in the past. I have decided to deal with it quietly, not tell any of my friends, and continue in my relationship. And I think a lot of people out there have done the same.
I 100% agree. I think back when I was young, I remember the first time I dealt with it and all my friends found out. Of course, they're just like Cardi's fans. They're like, leave him. You deserve better. Screw that guy. Da, 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 da. And you're
meanwhile, like, they're staying with their trash ass men.
And I'm like, yeah, you're probably right, and I probably will, but I have to do my due diligence and make sure, like, I completely understand, like, why this happened before I will be able to move on, like I said, with or without the person.
Also, they have a child together, right? Like, and this is the difference between as serious, like, a marriage, a serious relationship, and just, like, something that doesn't necessarily have lasting power. Like, she is committed to making it work with him. Now, look, if he cheated again, I'm not sure that she wouldn't necessarily stay, but she's doing the best that she can.
Yeah, and look at the end result of every woman who's ever, not every woman, but the women that we've been like, oh, leave him, leave him. Look at Jay-Z after all of this. Look how much he's learned and how he's grown as a person,
people
as a humanitarian,
cheat.
As a father. Offset, the same way, has grown so much, has learned from his error of his ways. And I think a lot of people look at these two men and they say, wow, if they can turn their lives around, maybe I can turn mine. And people look at Cardi and Beyonce and say, look, they can save their marriages and save their families. Maybe I can stick into mine and really work at it, because divorce is so easy now. You can go on LegalZoom and get a divorce online.
Not according to Marriage Story.
I'm saying,
Netflix,
like, you know what I mean?
Like,
but people get divorced because they just think the next best thing is around the corner and it would be easy to get over it. That's not always the case, and we shouldn't think that way. We should fight for what we love and not think about what the world's going to think.
I agree with that. And whether you decide to stay or leave someone who cheated on you is completely up to you. And I think, like, as your friend and as your fan for Cardi, if you're, you know, it's a celebrity, I think it's like all you can do is respect that decision.
Totally.
And do not, if your friend comes to you and says, my man cheated on me, do not give your opinion. You sit there, you listen to her, and you say, I'm going to be here for you. Do not say, oh, leave his ass or stay with him.
Because just then you become the bad
because
person.
Because you become the bad person in the situation.
Well, and your words might carry a lot of weight depending on, like, your relationship with the person you tell. Like, if this is your best friend and they're immediately telling you leave him, then it's like,
and it's always
talk it out with me. I need to talk it out. Like, it's not black or white to me.
And I'm like, don't tell me to leave my man. Your man hadn't had a job since 1999.
This is also
with his
four ass
kids.
This, all right. The Beyonce.
It's been a good one.
Good interviews this morning.
Well, still ahead, Kim and Khloe think Kourtney should be fired from Keeping Up with the Kardashians because she does not open up about her personal life. Do you agree with that? That is next.
Then who would they fight with?
If I have boundaries, respect them. Just because you love to show every single thing, because she likes to show every single thing.
No, I don't like to. It's
well,
just
you do, clearly.
Because that's our job.
It's not.
It's
that's
not
what
our
I'm
job.
Saying. Is your it's there's yeah, there's a fine line.
Our job is being open and honest and sharing a lot of ourselves. And it just seems like for the past few years now, Kourtney hasn't really been open about her personal life on camera.
Ooh, that was Kim and Khloe confronting Kourtney on last night's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kim and Khloe both think that Kourtney has way too many boundaries, and if she's not willing to open up about her personal life, she should be fired. Ugh. It was crazy. I was watching this episode last night, and they all make legitimate points, and it really does make Kourtney, I mean, I knew Kourtney has been kind of closed off for the last couple of years, but they really, like,
make
hammer in on her.
Uninteresting.
Yeah. She's like, I tell you about Poosh. But Kourtney does have a good argument. For years, her and Scott's drama was the main attraction on the show. 100%. So I feel like she does have a point where, like, guys, I paid my dues. You saw me and Scott's demise. I mean, you saw everything.
I agree with Courtney in the sense that I wouldn't want any of my personal life on any reality show. But if that's the case, then I think rather than allow yourself to be fired, like, just quit. Like, if that's not for you anymore, quit.
But she feels like she has shared her personal life. You know, it's like a difference in opinion. Like, somebody thinks that they are giving this all, like, in their head. Like, Courtney thinks in her head she's giving a lot to the show. And then Kim and Chloe just completely disagree. Say, like, no, because we don't see your dating life. We don't.
But she had a hickey on her neck, right? Yeah. And she wouldn't say where it was from.
It's so funny. There was a time where Kanye wouldn't let Kim film him or in their homes. It's interesting. It's really interesting that they are saying this about her. And I'm going to go back to the moment that Kylie Jenner found out that she was pregnant and took a season and a half off of the show.
And she was allowed.
And she was allowed. And
they have different contracts.
Her.
Chloe clarified that on Twitter. Somebody asked her that.
Yeah. But it's just interesting that this girl can't say, yo, I just want to take a moment. I've been doing this job for 12 years. You saw my vagina on camera when I had Mason, Penelope, and the rain. Like, let me take a break. I gave you the rip.
What's she meant to do? Like, date a really bad guy just to create drama for the show? Like, do you know what I mean?
But she could be a little open, like, I'm going on a date and, you know, it went great. Like, she doesn't necessarily even have to take us on the date with her. Like, but she could be talking about it.
That if a guy gets past the hickey stage and, like, you know, that she would share that.
When is the last time you had a hickey, by the way? I thought, who gives hickeys anymore?
Melanie,
do you get hickeys?
I've seen Melanie's boyfriend's Instagram page.
My boyfriend is not on Instagram,
yes,
actually. Such a lie. He's such a lie, guys.
He's at the lady sitter. Is her boyfriend.
No, don't stop it.
I mean, that's like you're like going back old school and you get a hickey. She's having fun. Okay, we're going to read your reactions to this morning's Golden Globe nominations. Let's see here. We got Jean says, screw the show. This red carpet is going to be amazing.
Yes.
It's true.
Just Do Dirty says, I'm glad Eddie Murphy got a nomination. Andrea says, wait, what? Zendaya isn't nominated for a single Golden Globe? That's it. I'm definitely not watching now. Oh, but you're going to miss out on a good show. And Love Reality thinks the broadcast networks got snubbed. She says there's no This Is Us or any other broadcast TV shows. Mm. Netflix was a big winner. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
I think when Jack died, This Is Us kind of peaked. You know what I mean? Like, what's worse than the dad dying in a fire?
Well, dad died from the very beginning. We all knew the dad died.
But yeah, then it's like
we just didn't know how the dad died.
It's like once Rosemary's Baby came out, we're like, great, she had that baby. Time to go.
I don't know. I still like This Is Us. But I haven't watched the last few episodes, so...
Go to commercial.
Okay. Up next, was Nicole Kidman robbed of a Golden Globe nom for Bombshell? More on the biggest surprises and shocking snubs next.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Joining us now is Fandango correspondent and movie expert Nikki Novak.
Oh my
Thank
gosh.
You
this
for being
is
here.
Like my birthday. Anything to do with the Globes, the Oscars, anything, I get so excited. Well, I already need my alarm this morning.
Oh my God. Well, we're so excited to have you because you are the expert. We want to talk about more snubs and surprises.
Yes.
Because there were a ton this year. We touched on a few earlier in the show, but I know there's a bunch more. Let's start with the movie.
Okay.
Snubs. No Little Women. Or Ford versus Ferrari, were those shocking to you?
I'm not gonna be okay. Little Women is one of my favorite movies of the year.
Really?
You've seen it already.
I've seen it already, and it was the Critics' Choice nominations came out yesterday. It was so highly nominated. It was like amongst the most nominated, and I thought, okay, it's gonna get the love. It is one of those movies, it is so gorgeous to watch, but you look at that ensemble cast with like Meryl Streep and Saoirse Ronan and Laura Dern.
True.
They were so, it was so, and Timothée Chalamet, who I just saw, who's the cutest thing in the world.
Yeah.
It was so fantastic. I'm really surprised by that. And I don't really have an explanation other than sometimes it's the campaigning.
That looks
it's
like a perfect like Golden Globe film, right? They love Meryl Streep. They just like, it looks like her.
They love Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah. I think it gets confusing when you have Meryl campaigning for Big Little Lies. You have Laura Dern campaigning for Big Little Lies and Marriage Story. It just gets confusing. And it's like, oh, another nomination for Laura Dern. Another nomination.
But Laura Dern didn't get nominated, right?
She did.
Laura Dern always gets nominated. She's great. I mean, she deserves it.
But she was nominated for Marriage Story.
Yeah, yes. She's great in Marriage Story.
If you've seen Marriage Story, she just blows you away in it. She steals every scene that she's in. And she just had this year. I think she's really the front runner in that category for supporting.
Well, yeah, she also shakes hands and kisses babies. She's the governor at this. She's on the board of this. So she knows, like, she shows up at every little film festival. Palm Springs. She's at the Compton Film Festival, you know, debut in a movie.
She's like the female Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Everybody likes her.
Everyone likes her.
Miss Congeniality. She should get that award if they had an award for that. So, yeah, I think this is going to be her year, for
sure. Okay, got to talk about Game of Thrones.
I'm so sad about this.
Well, I guess, you know, the Hollywood Foreign Press is notorious for loving to shake things up. They really love first-time nominees. They want everybody to go the morning of and go, what do you mean? That's kind of what they're known for.
They're a bit naughty.
They're a little bit naughty, and I feel like that's sort of what happened with Game of Thrones. They were like, not everybody loved the last season. We're just done with it. We're not going to give it any love this year.
Wow.
I know, was that harsh?
Well, The Morning Show, big fan right here, is in for Best TV Drama with nods for both Reese and Jennifer. That surprised some people since there's been a little bit of mixed reviews about the show. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of feel the same way. I watched it. I didn't think it had, like, the critical sort of appeal.
I agree with that.
But at the same time,
it's so much fun to watch.
I don't know if you felt the same way, but I would go, after an episode, I'd go, like, I could put it away. And then I would hit send, like, play, and I'd be playing the next episode. It really was addictive. And I feel like when it comes to the Globes, they love big stars.
They do.
Reese Witherspoon was nominated. That was actually a surprise. She did campaign, but I don't think anybody expected that nomination. So I think, you know, it's just about giving new people the love. And it's Apple TV Plus. It's kind of like their first.
It's that first big thing.
Yes.
It's only been out a month.
Yeah, and I don't think people expected necessarily the best drama nomination. So good for them.
It's like a soap opera. You have to watch it.
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out my Apple TV situation. But yes, I do want to watch it. Nicole Kidman was nominated for Big Little Lies, but of course missed it for Bombshell, which was a little surprising because Margot got nominated and so did Charlize.
Yeah.
People don't like Gretchen Carlson.
Well, and here's the thing. I don't know if it's Gretchen. I think it's the character. She's not as big a presence as like a Megyn Kelly. And when you watch that movie, I've seen the movie, and Charlize is just, and this is what happens sometimes. I think it's what happened with The Irishman and Robert De Niro. When the supporting characters kind of steal the movie, sometimes that happens.
Yes.
And even with Charlize, she still steals that movie. When I was watching Bombshell, I was like, wait, is that footage of Megyn Kelly? Or is that actually her acting?
So good.
It's so good. And then Margot was also a standout. And she had another performance in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So I think they sort of got the accolades. And then, unfortunately, Nicole didn't. It doesn't mean she wasn't great. It's just a strong category.
How good was that movie?
It is so good. What I love about it is the pace of it. Like, the editing is so quick that you're just... There's certain movies that I like to go to the theater to see because you're on the edge of your seat. You're like this.
Yes.
You know, it's not like you're sitting back going, okay, that is one of those movies. You're just like, you don't want to blink.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
In your professional opinion, can anyone beat Renee Zellweger in Best Actress?
I'm happy to tell you, I know you love that movie. No, she's winning it.
Thank you. That's all I needed to know. And we can stop the conversation there.
Nikki, thank you so much for joining us. All right, coming up, you guys, gift wrapping expert Alden Dulaney is here, and he's going to share his best tips and tricks. And Justin and I are going to battle it out so you can wrap better.
We'll be right back. I'm game. That's all he needs to know.
When it comes to gift giving, it's not about just what's inside. It starts with the presentation. We have gift wrapping expert Alden Dulaney here.
Yeah.
To show us some tips and tricks to beautifully wrapped presents. Okay, real quick, what's your number one tip?
So my number one tip is you want to get started with a clean work surface, space, all your tools. I always wrap from the bottom of the package going up.
Okay.
I use my Scotch gift wrap tape because it has a satin finish, so it goes on almost invisible.
I found that a few years ago, and that's like my key to everything.
And then when you finish your gift, you want to go around and just crisp up your edges and your corners so you get a really nice finish on your gifts.
Let me ask you a question because I always get confused about this. Do you have to, like, how do you work this crease right here? It always gives me so much trouble.
You can take it to the edge, or you can put it in the middle like I do here, because, and then, but what you want to do is do it all on the bottom, so when you finish your top is what's totally perfect and beautiful all the way around.
Mmm, I love this.
This is my favorite part of Christmas. Is it weird that, like, I find gift wrapping so calming, and I will sit there for hours and just gift wrap because I love it. I know some people hate it, but I think it's
no, it
awesome.
Should be fun. It's a celebration, right?
Yeah. So,
and it's like getting dressed to go to a party. You're dressing your gift to go to a party.
I know.
As well.
If you can buy a crappy gift and put it wrapped really nicely, and it seems like such a nicer gift. What is on your head?
But, okay, sorry. I'm happy you asked that. How do I take my bows to the next level? Yeah.
Well, that's one way to do it. Is what you've got going on there. That's a handmade feather. Paper flower. So that's when we do it. I like to combine bows. So I've combined several bows here for this one. And so there's just a number of ways. It just shows you spend a little extra time taking it to the next level.
Okay, I like this because you know what? Tying the ribbon is so hard. But here, what I could do is take one piece of ribbon,
sure.
Add the three bows to it. And how do you attach this to it?
Yeah, what'd you do here?
I just taped it to the back. Yep.
Wow, that saves so much ribbon.
Okay. I think that Justin and I should go against each other.
Oh, here we go.
Hand in hand.
Sure,
so this is how you wrap your basic box. I thought for the contest, I'll give you guys something a little more challenging.
Of course.
So we have for you guys.
Oh, my God.
Wait, how do you wrap a damn mug?
Well, you have 30 seconds to do so, so I wish you the best
of
luck.
Okay, ready, set, go.
Shit. Okay. I see we got some strategy going on here.
Yes.
We're looking at it. You're trimming
30
paper.
30 seconds is not a lot of time.
Okay, what do I do? What do I do? Tell me everything.
No, you tell him nothing.
You're doing good so far. Time is ticking.
How much time do I have?
12 seconds.
You guys, that's impossible.
This is impossible.
12 seconds is a joke.
This is not even funny. I like to make my gifts look like they don't know what it is. Oh my God.
Hold on.
No!
I didn't even get to do a bow. Mine looks better.
It needed a bow.
I needed a bow. I didn't have enough time, but
put your bow on your head.
It's your job to judge, but I mean, we all know the truth, so just go ahead and say it.
He wins his presentation, you win for gift wrap.
Thank you.
Whatever. All right. But now we have another little game, which I'm kind of excited about because
super exciting.
This sounds challenging. So we have to guess what pop culture moment from 2019 inspired your rapping.
Okay. I love a themed rap.
Okay.
So you guys are really going to appreciate these. So the first one.
Oh my God, that's our
popular.
That is hilarious.
Popular app on social media, right? The aging app. So
TikTok.
Yeah, the good news is that you guys are going to look great in a few years down the road.
Pill.
It was the aging app.
Oh, yes.
I thought this was Lisa Rinna's medicine cabinet with
pills. That's a good guess.
I was like, oh my God, Lisa Rinna!
Okay, no, but see, we've embellished the gift with like a little for your vitamins or your readers for when you go to the restaurant and you need to order.
Okay, is this a different one? Or is this also
It's the same.
So it's the aging, but you look cute at 50.
Thank you.
I look a mess. Who is this person?
I'm putting this under my
tree. Hair color for men.
Can we have the next one?
Okay, so the next one, my cowboy hat is partially inspired by this.
Very Kacey Musgrave-ish.
Okay, you get a guess and then I get a guess and you tell us who's right. Go for it, Justin.
I'm going to say Lil Nas X. Old Time Road.
I'm stealing that.
We did the
French,
we did the
rope. That's really good.
Even a tiny little cowboy hat on there.
And the appliques are so cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. Like that country and western kind of look.
Oh, I love it.
Do we have another one?
We do. So this is every child's fancy that's going on.
I know exactly
right.
Wait, I got it. Frozen.
Yes! So we did the snowflake paper. We did some of this based on her costume. And then we just added a little gift. This is a little jewel tiara that goes on top. So the present in the presentation.
Moms everywhere are like, yep, I need that.
So cute.
I need that.
And I love when everything looks uniformed under a Christmas tree.
Like a thematic theme overall.
Yeah. Do we have another one?
And so the final one, big personality, big present, big look.
Hold on.
Big personality, big present, big look.
Come on, we thought this would be the easy one.
Wait, what is this? Big personality. Is this Lizzo?
Yeah!
I just took a DNA test!
It's a DNA test, and if you do a DNA test, you'll find that she and I are both from Houston, Texas.
So. Oh my God, I'm that bitch this Christmas! This is awesome!
Those are so good. So cute. I love it. All right, you guys, for more tips, where can they find more tips from you?
Where can we find her? I'm Alton Dulaney, altondulaney.com.
This is amazing.
altondulaney.com. More Daily Pop just ahead. We'll be right back.
Can you get rid of all my gifts? Certainly.
Best present this summer.
So good on you.
So cute.
It should be a time of celebration for Prince Andrew's daughter, Princess Beatrice, but her father's Jeffrey Epstein scandal reportedly led her to canceling her engagement party. Word is she was afraid the paparazzi would show up looking for him. Beatrice and her man Eduardo got engaged in September. I feel so bad for her. How do Beatrice and her sister Eugenie move forward? Yeah, I do.
I mean, I do as well, but look, I think this engagement party was meant to be taking place on one of the Soho House residences in London. I'm sorry, you've got a few castles. Like, just have it in a private castle, you're fine, where the paps can't, like, follow you.
So it's all about location?
It's really about location,
you know?
I feel sorry for her that she has what is meant to be the happiest time in her life and her dad's previous, like, friendship that he didn't say he regretted in his interview with the BBC is taking precedence over her marriage. I feel bad for her for that.
I don't think it's about location. I think it's about, do I invite him? Do I not invite him?
Of course she invites her father.
Are people going to talk about him? I would rather cancel my engagement party than have my father show up and overshadow the whole day.
No,
but everybody's going to be talking about it. It's going to be the elephant in the room.
Oh, but can you slow down your life because of your father's mess-ups?
If O.J. Simpson's daughter got engaged the week after his trial started, guess what? She wouldn't have an engagement party either. This is a really big deal in the UK. We're taking this lightly.
Darling, we're also talking about the inner sanctum of, like, royal circles, right? The upper class of the UK. People have been talking about this within that group for years anyway. He's still Prince Andrew to that group, but I understand, and they, you know, whatever. But I understand how she shouldn't be having it in a public place because the press will infiltrate. They will get, you know, they'll get like gossip from servers at the party who will say that Prince Andrew is drinking wine, or he says he doesn't drink, but Prince Andrew is having a good time, and then that will be criticized. You know, it's just like it should be taking place behind palace walls.
Oh my God, no matter where it takes place, it's always going to be connected to what her dad did. Oh, Princess Beatrice celebrates her engagement
she
amidst
scandal. She should be allowed
scandal.
To celebrate her engagement. It's just the fact that her dad is bringing the kind of attention that she... It should be more about, like, how her and her fiancé are seeming at their engagement party and who attends rather than her father's scandal.
I think you're right. I think there's no way getting around it, but I also think you can't put your life on hold for something like that.
You just having an engagement
party.
Y'all just be a bit more private.
Y'all just said that Olivia Jade shouldn't be back on YouTube because her mother is going to jail, but this woman can do an engagement party because it's a wedding?
I said it was a good time to be back on YouTube.
It's just having an engagement party at, like, a hot spot in London feels a little bit inappropriate.
I don't think having an engagement party is just necessary. Like, take a moment, like, take a step back. I personally would not want that stress on my wedding day or for that to be connected to a happy time.
So how long would you postpone it?
I would wait until this was all over and then do it.
But it's never going to be over. That could be years.
You can get married next year.
What if she just elopes? Just go away.
No, she should have an engagement party. She should have a wedding. Just don't have it somewhere where it's, like, in the face of the British public and makes it seem like her father's party.
That might have been her dream.
Y'all let us know what y'all think on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Okay, we're continuing our conversation about Princess Beatrice. I have a question for you guys. We were talking about the engagement party, but now the real question is, should her dad walk her down the aisle?
Of course he should. He's still a father. Look, I'm not excusing. And I think, you know, what he's been accused of is terrible. And the way he's handled himself, the cover-up, is terrible. But he's still a father. And it's up to Beatrice.
Talk to me, Justin. You're very upset.
As a future father myself, I hope I never, ever do anything or get accused of doing anything that Prince Andrew was accused of. I will say, if I would bring shame to my family and I knew that that was my daughter's big day, I would go ahead and say, yo, you are very close with your cousin William. You guys have been like siblings this whole time. Have him walk you down the aisle. I'm going to come in from the rafters and come celebrate your day. it's going to turn into everything about him, and it's not his day.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't know. I see both sides. I really do. I think, like, no matter what, though, I'm kind of with Mel, like, at the heart of it, as much as even if he said that to you, I think you still were like, but, Dad, this is my dream. This is my wedding day. I need you there.
No, I'd be like, no, sit your ass down.
Are there any prescription lenses in this, or are these just to make you...
They're
smarter,
just cute.
Because they don't seem different to me.
We have 1 second left.
Bye, guys. We'll have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.